Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dr. Kate Room, author and naturopathic physician, helping us to stay well with stress around. So, is there any certain foods that should go along? You've given us a basic regime with the magnesium, vitamin C, zinc, B's, and some of the nourishing herbs. If we're doing that to keep our system strong, what kind of food and drink should go around that? Mm-hmm. Is there any ideas?
Great question.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much that we can do nutritionally and based on the foods that we choose to combat our stress response, to promote a healthy production of our stress hormones. Probably the single most important thing you can do is avoiding refined sugar. And that's because sugar will make your, in eating, and you know, we tend to turn to these foods as comfort foods in times of stress. You know, the sweets or chocolates, you know, cookies and cakes. And those things will make your blood sugar go spike, you know, go up and then drop. And in fact, that dropping blood sugar will cause an increase in adrenaline and cortisol. So in fact, whether you feel it or not, your blood sugar going up and down all day long is a stressor, and it's adding to mm-hmm. your stress. The simple way to remove stress and reduce your stress hormones is to avoid that sugar and instead choose foods that stabilize your blood sugar. And these include protein, fat, and fiber. So especially at breakfast, you know, the foods you choose at breakfast really can set the tone for your blood sugar and therefore your stress levels for the rest of the day. So focusing on protein, fat, and fiber will really help and make a difference.
Mm. And it sounds so good. So to have a breakfast that's high protein with fiber in it will help sustain you through to your next meal where you're not looking for that sugar hit too.
Yes, and that is a great rule of thumb or how to know whether your breakfast has been balanced is if you feel full and satisfied and you're really not thinking about food for at least 3, if not 4 or more hours. And that is because your blood sugar is stable. If you are, you know, you have bagels, muffins, cereal in the morning, you could be hungry an hour or two later, again, because that's your blood sugar going up and down.
Mm-hmm. What are some good ways to put fat into your breakfast regime? How do you do it?
Oh, all sorts of ways. Eggs, of course, are a wonderful, simple way to do that. For people who like smoothies, you can throw some nice, like a high-quality fish oil that, of course, has anti-inflammatory benefits to boot, or other healthy fats if you like coconut oil in there. And that's an easy way to get in those fats. And choosing full-fat dairy foods, if you eat dairy, mm-hmm. is another way to do that. I'm not into the low-fat yogurt, for example.
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a high-fat Greek yogurt, that kind of thing.
So the fat slows the sugar down if you're having any sugars in your foods, making it easier on your body. What else does good fat do?
Well, it helps you feel full and satisfied, so it lends a feeling of satiety to keep you full for hours. Specifically, those omega-3s that you would get, again, you know, you do get that from eating fish, but at breakfast time, you know, a good quality fish oil supplement. Those omega-3s, in addition to being anti-inflammatory, they are really important for mood. So that's really important part of the stress response, keeping your mood up with these healthy omega-3s. You know, they're good for skin, eyes, brain, cardiovascular system, literally every aspect of our health.
Mm-hmm. And then are you still an advocate of 3 meals a day? And I've heard a lot about intermittent fasting these days. Can you share what you've learned on that too?
So this is something that is interesting. It's worth having at least a whole show on that. Mm-hmm. I am a fan of intermittent fasting. However, it really needs to proceed on an individual, you know, case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is starting with high blood sugar or fluctuating blood sugar, it's better for them to get their blood sugar typically stabilized first, which doesn't take too long with healthy food choices, before you start stretching out the time between your meals. But for many people, that is something that can be very healthy, and there are different regimes and way to do this. So for some people, still 3 meals a day. Some people can do well on 2 meals a day. The only thing I would recommend is typically not more than 3 meals a day. It's a common recommendation for people to say, oh, you know, graze or eat every 2 hours or 5 meals. But really, as I was saying before, if you have a good balanced meal, you shouldn't feel hungry enough to eat 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm. That makes good sense to me. So three meals a day and the nutrients. What else can we do to really nourish our endocrine system, to nourish those adrenals, thyroid, pituitary?
Well, we spoke and touched a little bit earlier in terms of adrenal gland support on botanical medicines or herbal medicines. Mm-hmm. So there are certain plants that will work directly or indirectly on the adrenal glands, or that, you know, HPA, the hypothalamus pituitary axis we were talking mm-hmm. about in the adrenal glands. And some of those include, for example, ashwagandha, or this is sometimes called Indian ginseng, but mm-hmm. this is a herb that has been used for, you know, hundreds of
centuries, yeah.
In Ayurvedic Indian traditional medicine. And we know now, based on, you know, current research, that it affects the hormones produced by the adrenal glands and has a stress-fighting or stress-resilient property to it. And there are other herbs that work like this, such as Siberian ginseng, Eleutherococcus as it's called. Rhodiola is another one that I absolutely love because it helps with, you know, that physical sense of well-being in the face of stress, but as well helping with a very gentle lift in the mood. And of course, the mood is something that can take a hit.
Mm-hmm. And can you take these over a long course of time, or are they just a more of a short-term thing?
Oh, no. These can be taken short-term and long-term. Typically, these herbs, and by the way, I like them in combinations. You can find a few combinations like this. Serenity Formula is the name of one. Adrenosense is the name of another one. Ultimate Adrenal Support. There are a few combinations like this. Stressless is another one. These are all from different companies. And these can... Usually you can take them for a few days to a couple of weeks to really see the full benefits, and you can take them for months, you know, continuously or on and off, even for years. Certainly, as long as we're under stress, our adrenal glands are going to need a little helping hand, and those herbs are always there to help.
Mm. Well, if we were to take those nice nourishing herbs and do, you know, so many of the things that we've done, that you've walked us through, after 2 or 3 weeks, if we're not feeling better, how would we find a good naturopath to really hone in on all this?
Mm-hmm. Check your local provincial organization. So for British Columbia, that would be the BCNA, for example, British Columbia Naturopathic Association, or in other provinces, there are local organizations, and you can usually check by location, geographic area, and see who's in your area that might be able to help you, because, you know, these things typically will make a big difference within, you know, a week or two or three, and if mm-hmm. not, then it is a great idea to see a professional.
Okay. And do you have a web page, Kate? Do you have information on adrenals and thyroid and that on your web page?
I don't have that on my web page, but certainly people can reach me through my website at www.drkatend.com. And I can be happy to either refer them on to a colleague or direct them towards more information about that topic.
Okay, thank you so much for being on the show today and teaching us more about stress and all how it affects our hormones and our bodies. And just wish you well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kathy. Great chatting with you. Yes, it's a stressful time, but we can all do things to feel better soon.
Thanks. And we'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and to thank our community stations across Canada that carry our programs. Have a healthy and happy day.